it's important to be aware of the ECG finding known as De Winter T waves. When seen in a patient with new onset chest pain, this finding should immediately suggest acute LAD occlusion until you prove otherwise. Popularized by De Winter et al. From their brief New England Journal of Medicine manuscript in 2008, it turns out that most cases described as showing De Winter T waves actually do not qualify by the description provided in this original manuscript, because J-point ST depression and the overly tall chest lead T waves are often not nearly as widespread as in the original article. Also, in contrast to the original De Winter manuscript, the ECG pattern we see will often not remain static until the patient is taken to cath and the occluded artery is opened. Instead, experience has taught us that during the course of acute OMI, that is, infarction due to acute coronary occlusion, the course of this acute OMI is often stuttering, by which I mean that the culprit artery will occlude, then partially reopen, then close again, with this process of partial reopening and reclosure sometimes occurring multiple times spontaneously, sometimes resulting in marked ECG changes over a period as short as minutes rather than hours, until finally the culprit vessel remains either partially open or totally closed. So what you see on ECG will often depend on when during this process the ECG was taken. This gets into a semantic difference between true De Winter T waves versus more localized hyperacute T waves that may rapidly change in appearance as the infarction evolves. In my opinion, this semantic difference is not important. That's because, practically speaking, what counts is to recognize acute LAD occlusion in progress, which we do when a patient with new symptoms presents with De Winter-like T-wave features, even if hyperacute T-waves are not quite as large or diffuse, or always associated with J-point ST depression, as in the original De Winter manuscript. I consider T-waves as being hyperacute when they are taller than they should be and more voluminous, that is, fatter at their peak and wider at their base than expected considering the relative size of the R-wave and S-wave in the lead being looked at. Finding some upsloping J-point depression in at least a few of these chest leads supports a De Winter-like picture, and seeing at least some ST elevation in lead AVL in association with inferior lead reciprocal changes supports a proximal LAD site for the lesion. In summary, I favor use of the term De Winter-like T waves to recognize that even though different from the original De Winter description, the ECG pattern we see tells us that cardiac cath is going to show acute LAD occlusion.